Good morning to you and to Abdiel and to everybody who follows us every morning. Today we start again without fatalities, something that really pleases us. It satisfies all those who participate in this activity, which are not only health workers, doctors, nurses, technicians, but also the population that helps you to comply with the measures, and above all, those persons who go quickly to the doctor when they have some symptoms or some suspicion of symptoms. We always insist that in the evolution of our patients, in addition to the factors that can be involved, such as age, concomitant diseases in a person, it is also the immediate attention from the first moments of infection and the beginning of the disease, what really has an important impact on the evolution. There are 434 patients admitted to our hospitals, 2 under surveillance, 262 suspected, and 170 confirmed. In primary healthcare, 1,823 people are being monitored. Yesterday, 1,492 samples were tested for the presence of SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 in the laboratory of the molecular biology of the IPK 599. In the Provincial Center of Santiago de Cuba, 278, in Havana, 277, in the laboratory of the Brothers Amigueiras Hospital, 214, and at the Villa Clara Laboratory, 124. As a result of the study of these 1,492 samples, 16 tested positive for COVID-19, that is 1.07%. I will stop here for a moment because by various means, including the comments written on Cuba Debate website, where we read those comments of the population after the conference, and we've noticed a concern regarding the number of samples, saying that they have been decreasing and that this is worrying. Some people consider that perhaps the decrease in cases is a result of fewer people being studied. What we can clarify is that the samples are taken depending on the risk groups that exist, except for the seroprevalence studies or population studies that are carried out, which choose, as we have also explained, a population that is not identified as a risk group. So they've been decreasing in the last few days. Today, unfortunately, we cannot say so. The number of people who have been confirmed has decreased. This means that the number of contacts studied has fallen, not because the epidemiological survey does not look in detail or because the population does not provide all the contacts, but because there are actually fewer cases. This is the reason why perhaps we are not reaching 1,900, 2,000 samples as we did at one point. However, we are not confident, we are not satisfied, and we always try to look for the greatest number of people. Even when the diagnosed nurse who came from Mexico, she gave a number of contacts because the population sees that and people ask, well, if that nurse came by plane, she arrived and got on an ambulance, why does she give those contacts? Well, because maybe many are people who came with her on the plane and who unquestionably remain as contacts. Having said that, we can say that in the accumulated samples studied in our country, 97,003 samples have been taken, and 1,963 people have been positive for COVID-19 in Cuba. That is 2% of the samples taken. The 16 new cases are all Cuban, something that has been going on for more than 10 days. And of these, 15 are contacts of confirmed cases, 93.7%. And thus, 1,719 people have accumulated, 89.4% of the people who have been diagnosed in Cuba have been contacts of confirmed cases, a high-risk group, and all of its members are admitted, studied, and monitored. In one of the 16 cases, it has not been possible to determine the source of infection. Although we are looking for it, we are trying to determine it. And in Cuba, there are already 71 cases from the 1,963 confirmed cases in which the source of the infection has not been determined. 132 people remain whose source of infection is outside of the country. The female sex is predominant in the last 2 or 3 days. Out of 16, 11. And already 967 female persons have been diagnosed with the disease in the epidemic for 49.3%. Of yesterday's cases, 5 were male and 996 in the epidemic and or 50.7% have accumulated. We have always talked about the highest number of cases in the male sex, and in another conference we will give you some information that seeks to explain why the male sex has more cases and why the male sex sometimes tends to have more complications. Anyway, because of what is happening in Cuba, we are almost seeing and equating both sexes. 87.5% of the positive cases, that is 14 out of the 16, were asymptomatic. This is the another very important risk group, and thus 992 people have already accumulated, 50.5% of those diagnosed in our country with COVID-19, who at the time of their diagnosis were totally asymptomatic. The age groups most affected are 40 to 59 years of age with 7 cases, 43.7%, and from 20 to 39 years with 5 cases, 31.2%. Yesterday, a 4-year-old boy from Havana was diagnosed as a positive case contact, and an 18-year-old boy from Havana as well, in whom the source of infection has not been clarified. Thus, in Cuba, there are 197 children diagnosed with COVID, of which 178 have already been discharged, and we always reiterate, all with a favorable evolution and without complications. By province, as has also been happening in recent days, of the 16 cases, 13 are from Havana, 81.3%, and 3 are from the province of Matanzas for 18.7%. Of the 1,963 patients who had been diagnosed in Cuba up to yesterday evening at 12 o'clock, 170 remain in hospital, which are what we call the active cases admitted and already diagnosed with COVID-19. And out of these, 97.6, a favorable indicator, have a stable clinical evolution, which speaks volumes about the treatment, the follow-up, including the preventive actions that are taken previously with different medications, injections, and so on with homeopathic medicine, which allows for this evolution, which as we compare with what is happening in the rest of the world, we see that it's not the same in all countries. We regret the 82 people who have died in our country as a result of this disease, and that makes Cuba's fatality rate of 4.17%. If we relate this to the situation in the Americas, where the lethality rate is of 5.84%, Cuba is still in 15th place with this rate of 4.17%. Of the 35 countries in the Americas region, 13 have a fatality rate above 5.84, which is a very high rate. Significantly, Mexico has a rate of 10.78, Ecuador has a rate of 8.46, Canada 7.59, Brazil 6.24, and the United States with 5.95%. In the Caribbean region, there are also high numbers. Antigua and Barbuda with a 12% fatality, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines 11%. Of course, these are countries which have rather small numbers of confirmed cases. The two evacuees that have recovered, that we always mention them, and yesterday only 5 discharges were made. This is not very favorable because we had 16 confirmed cases and 5 discharges. Up to now, we had a positive balance, more discharges than confirmed cases. And this is also a product of the time of evolution of the cases, and that we are really going to start having less discharges because we have also had less confirmed cases in the last week. However, the releases are in line with the 14-day period that a confirmed patient must spend in the hospital. But what we can influence is the number of confirmed cases per day. With our actions, we can lower them. Yesterday, the television broadcast a report on the temporary group in Havana, which dealt with an event we had in La Epoca store, which unquestionably shows that the virus is circulating and that in any case, we do not always protect ourselves as we should so that these things do not happen in our country. With yesterday's 5 discharges, there are already 1,709 people of the 1,963 diagnosed, that is 87.1%, who have already recovered, who are already discharged. Today, for the second day in a row, we are not reporting any critical cases. We have no critical cases, and we have one less serious case, that is 4 serious cases today. These are 4 serious patients. 3 of them are admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital in Havana, and another one is admitted to the Mario Munoz Monroy Military Hospital in Matanzas. And due to the favorable evolution he had, one patient who is also admitted to this in this hospital is no longer in serious condition. In the world, as you also know from the different media in our country, the world remains with 185 countries with confirmed cases of COVID-19. And this makes a total of 5,371,660 confirmed cases. Yesterday, 98,088 cases were confirmed in the world with the disease, and 3,092 people died, for a total of 344,814 deaths. This gives the world a lethality of 6.42%. Remember that we had said that the figure for the Americas region was 5.84. That of the world is a little higher. in the region of the Americas, I was interested in having them put up a map that to illustrate the situation in the world. I don't know if, oh, there it is. This reflects in color the international situation in relation to the case report up until 12 p.m. on May 25th. And there you can see that the color black is the one with the greatest number of confirmed cases, followed by the dark medium red. And then the other red, and there they go down in the red according to the intensity. Perhaps those who have less are the ones who are in yellow. And there you see the striking thing in the world. The country that is most affected is the United States, which already has 1,643,238 cases, and in a single day, yesterday, 633 people died. Next, in terms of numbers, Brazil follows with 363,211 cases, and yesterday it has a very high death toll of 653. And there is Russia with 340,481 cases, 153 dead yesterday, a lower figure. The United Kingdom with 259,556 confirmed cases and 400 deaths yesterday. These are the countries that lead the list of the most affected countries, and which, as you can see, corresponds to the darkest colors, as I explained. In the Americas, there are already 2,471,491 confirmed cases, 52,136 as of yesterday, or 46.01% of the total number of cases reported in the world. And yesterday, 1,767 people died in the region, for a total of 144,347 deaths from this disease during the pandemic. That gives a lethality of 5.84. And this is up to this point. This is the information we have about what is happening in our country and in the world.